What is important here is that for the first time, UNESCO is involving high-level decision makers, because we think that that group is extremely important in strengthening safety of journalists and, of course, fighting against impunity.
Are we seeing a rise in attacks on journalists and other people who work in the media?
You know, more than 700 were killed in the last decade. But I have to say that this is not only about the numbers which are going up. It is also about the fact that this killings of journalists are spreading across the board. 10 years ago, for example, the largest amount of journalists killed were, of course, journalists who were working in the hotspots in the post-war or war situations. Now, it's more and more also local journalists, journalists who are doing investigative reporting. We're also seeing that this plague, so to say, is reaching more and more into the areas of the profession where it was not featuring itself that clearly before.
Could you explain that further, the areas of the profession where we didn't see it before?
I mean local journalists. I mean regional press. I mean journalists who are sometimes also acting as bloggers. The internet technology, of course, makes more and more people being able to speak out against corruption.
Now, you refer to this killing of journalists, whether they are professional journalists or citizen journalists, bloggers. You refer to it as a plague. Tell us, what impact is this plague having on freedom of expression?
It has a very direct impact. All of us, we understand that killing a journalist is an ultimate form of censorship. And, of course, freedom of expression and press freedom is something which is completely opposite to censorship. It also leads to self-censorship. It also denies people of information. So all these elements, they do work against freedom of expression and against press freedom, and these are the ultimate human rights.
What outcome are you expecting from the symposium?
As I've mentioned, this is the first gathering of high-level media leaders. So first, what we are expecting is that we are building up a momentum. There will be a lot of brainstorming on innovative solutions. We have a lot of ICT applications and other different kind of IT and not only IT-based solutions which strengthen safety of journalists, which are developed by different NGOs and as well as media companies. Different groups of journalists will be covered by the discussion. Of course, these are the journalists who are staff members, but also freelancers, but also community media, and also social media journalists who produce content themselves. So there are a lot of things which will be happening first time. And also, as I've said, one of the most important things, that this is also where member states and media industry would be able to exchange their views.